Okay, so today's daf is Erev and daf Ayin Dalet, but we stop sort of in the middle of Erev and daf Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. We stopped, I believe, at the phrase Maskif La Rabba Bar Chanan, which was about 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, about 11 lines from the bottom of the Amud. So Maskif La Rabba Bar Chanan. So we're talking about the issue of whether the courtyard, let's say you have a bunch of courtyards that open up to a mavoi, can you still make a shitufei mavos? Can you still join them together if they're not only connected to the if they not only have an opening to the courtyard, but what if they have an opening to each other chatzer? So you don't even have to bring the food together from the shitufei mavos by way of the mavoi, and you can do it simply by way of the chatzer. So that's the reason why Rav Yosef at this point, why Rav, that's what we're suggesting, why Rav says that he didn't learn the Mishnah, psucho zo lezo, because if the courtyards are open to each other, then this would be a problem to make a shitufei mavos. And then the Gemara asks, Masl Rabba Rachanan, Ela Miyata. But if you really want to say that the shitufei mavos that they didn't bring out by way of the openings in the mavoi is not considered a shituf, hikna lo pas bisalo. Let's say that one person from the chatzer, transferred ownership of the bread in his basket to another person. Would that not be considered a valid shitufim avos? If you want to say that would be correct, Rav said that let's say you have a group of people, they're having meal together on Shabbos evening, and then all of a sudden like Friday afternoon, and then it becomes Shabbos. While they're eating, they can rely on the bread on the table as an eruv for their chatzer, and some say you could even rely on it for shitufim avos. So Rabba says lo pligi kan v'msum b'vayis kan v'msum b'chatzer. Rav said those two versions don't disagree that regarding whether the bread works only for an eruv chatzeros or whether it works for a shitufim avos. That the case where they say you can do an eruv chatzeros, it refers to whether dining in a house. So therefore, that's Eruv Chatzeros. And the version that says you can do it for Shitufim Mavos is talking about a case where they're eating in the courtyard, and therefore they can use that to merge to make the Shitufim Mavos. So what do we see from here? We see that Rav obviously holds that you can combine the food without necessarily bringing the food via a Mavos. So now we have to find a different reason why Rav does not agree to the Girsa that says that you have five courtyards that if they're open to each other, then Rav apparently holds if the five courtyards are open to each other and not only to the mavoi, then shitufim mavos would not work. Why is that? So the time of the Rav because sabay mavoi nitar balachi v'korach yihu batim v'chatzeros psuchim lesocho. So rather, what does Rav say? Rav holds that the courtyards open to each other, that he holds an alleyway cannot a mavoi cannot be permitted by a lachi and a korah, unless you have houses and courtyards opening into it. If, however, they open into each other, then they're considered like a single courtyard, and so you don't have chatzeros plural, in which case you can't merge them. You can only merge them with shitufim avos if you have chatzeros. But if they're all open to each other, even without use of the mavoi. Even if they're not connected via, like if you have one chatzer on one side of the mavoi, another chatzer on the other side of the mavoi, or they're not connected to each other, so you have multiple chatzeros. If they're all connected to each other, it's as if it's one chatzer, and then according to Rav, shitufim mavos would not work. So now the Gemara is going to try to understand Rav's position. Gufa. So we're going to talk about the thing itself. Amar Rav, ein mavoi nitar balachi v'koreh, ad shiyuhu batim v'chatzer psuchim lesocho. So this is Rav's position, that a mavoi is not permitted unless the houses and the courtyards are open to the mavoi, unless you have two chatzeros, and every chatzer you have at least two houses. Shmuel amar afilu bayis echad b'chatzer echad. Shmuel says, no, even one house and one courtyard, that's sufficient. the malve would be permitted with a lechi or a korah. Rabbi Yochanan Amar afilu churva. He says even if on one side a chatzer and a house is open to the courtyard, on the other side there is like a churva, a ruined house, like a destroyed area, so that is also sufficient for a lechi or korah will be sufficient for you to carry in the mavoi. So now the Gemara is going to try to understand the position of Rabbi Yochanan. Sorry. Amar le Abaye the Rabbi Yosef, Abaye says Rabbi Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yochanan filu bishvil shel krabim. Would Rabbi Yochanan even say his halacha if on the other side, where you have one side, you have a house in a courtyard, if on the other side you had a path of like a vineyard? So Amar le lo Rabbi Yochanan ela bechurva dechazi ledira. It says no. A vineyard would not work, but a churva, the chazi ladira, a churva would work. Why? Because it's fit to serve as a residence. Even though it's a broken down house, it's still fit for residence because it has walls and it has part of a roof, and therefore it can join together with the chatzer to permit the mavoi with a lechi or a korah. However, aval shvil shel krabim, but the path of a vineyard, the lo chazi, it's not fit ladira, it's not fit for residence, lo, he would not say his halacha. That could not join together with the chatzer to allow the mavoi to permit the mavoi to carry it with a lechi or a korah, but rather you would view the mavoi in that case as a chatzer, as a courtyard, and you would need two lechis, or you would need a board that's at least four tfachim wide. Because again, if there's only one house and one courtyard opening up to this alleyway, and then it's not really an alleyway. An alleyway, by the definition, is where you have at least Kodav Yochanan, right? You have residents on at least two sides. Okay, so Amar Rav. So now the Gemara is going to explain that Rav Yochanan holds in a mavoi that you have on one side you have a chatz, and the other side you have a churva is permitted with lechi or korah. He follows his position in another place. Amar Rav Huna Bar Chinina Ba'azav Yochanan Tabei. And this is consistent Rabbi Yochanan in another position that he holds. What did not? Rabbi Shimon Ober Echad Gagos Echad Karfifios. Whether we're talking about roofs on top of houses or places, what's a karfif again? So that these are places that are surrounded by walls, not for the purpose of residence. So, for example, what's the classic case that we had? You have a karfif that, let's say, outside the city that's surrounded by walls. And why are you surrounded? Because you want to store wood there. So let's say you have a karfif that's not more than beit satayim. It's not more than 50 by 100 se'ah. So the echad chatzeros, and whether we're talking about a courtyard that's in front of houses, reshus achas hein lekelim sheshavsu lesocha, they're all considered like one reshus, one domain, and you can carry from one to the other kelim that were in one of these after it was Shabbos without an eruv, because these, all these places, they are considered rishuyos, domains without a residence. So in other words, there that you can permit a kli, you can carry a kli that was in one of these areas. Let's say you have a kli that was on top of a roof. You can carry it into a karfef, because they're all really the same. But v'lo lekelim sheshavsu. However, if it was in the house in the beginning of Shabbos, so then if you didn't make an Eruv Chatzeros, so then you cannot carry it from the Kli, from the house to the roof or to the courtyard. If it's according to Yochanan, if it's in the courtyard at the onset of Shabbos, so then you can carry it from one courtyard to a Karfif or to a Gag, to a roof. But if they're not... If we can't carry from the house into one of these areas. Okay, so Amar Rav, halacha Rabbi Shimon, the Rav said halacha is like Rabbi Shimon, v'hu shelo ervo. That's only in a case where you're not making Erev Chatzeros. So if you did not make an Erev Chatzeros, so then you can only carry the kalim, the vessels that were left in the courtyards, but you can't take out kalim from your house to the courtyard. Why? Because that's the gzeira, right? Where it seems like you came from Rishus Yachad to Rishus Arabim. That's what we said. You have to make an Erev Chatzeros to join everyone together. But let's say you made an Erev Chatzeros, so then Gazrin and Dilma Asi Lafuki money the Batim L'Chatzer. So if you establish an Erev for the courtyard, then you cannot carry even those vessels that were in the courtyard when Shabbos began, because then, right, then if the Bnei Chatzeros made, each one made a courtyard for themselves, and you have the, and then you have the Kalim are in the Chatzer, so because you can carry now the Kalim from the house to the Chatzer, then we don't agree to Rabbi Shimon in this case, and then you cannot carry from one Chatzer to another one. Why? Because then we're concerned that you, then, now what are you going to do? You're going to carry a, then you're going to carry from a, you're going to take a kli that was in your house at the onset of Shabbos, and now it's in the chatzer, and then you're going to carry that to another chatzer, and that would be forbidden. Shmuel amar bein ervu uvein lo ervu. Shmuel says, "Lachaz Rabbi Shimon, whether you made an erev chatzeros or not, that you can carry a kli that was in a chatzer, that was in one chatzer, to roofs or other courtyards or other karfaves."
If they made an eruv, why can't you carry from one house into another chatzer? If they made an eruv,
that you can, that you can, you can carry from one chatzer to another chatzer.
If they all made an eruv chatzeros together,
no, they didn't know. The case, I believe, the case is that everyone made their own eruv chatzeros. They didn't join. In other words, the people of chatzer A, the people of chatzer A all made an eruv chatzeros. People of chatzer B all made their own individual Erev Chatzeros. So in that case, Rav says that you cannot carry from Chatzer A to Chatzer B, because we're concerned you're going to carry from your house to Chatzer A, and then from Chatzer A to Chatzer B, which would be a problem. That's the issue. Okay? And then, but if you wouldn't, according to Rav Yochanan, but he would say that we hold like Rav Yochanan, in case we do not make an Erev Chatzeros, you can carry from Chatzer A to Chatzer B, because that's Rav Yochanan. If the kli was in Chatzer A at the onset of Shabbos, you can carry from Chatzer A to Chatzer B. But if they made, but if each Chatzer, each, you know, Chatzer, the residents of each Chatzer made an Erev Chatzer to by themselves, and now there are kalim, clay, and then one of, some of your kalim are in the Chatzer, so then we don't allow you to carry from Chatzer A to Chatzer B, because we're concerned that what you're going to do, you're going to take kalim that were in your house, and then you brought it to the Chatzer, and then take it to Chatzer B. That would not be allowed. Okay? So, and Shmuel says, no, you can carry from Chatzer A to Chatzer B, whether you made an Erev Chatzeros or not. And Chenem Rav Yochanan, Alach Rav Shimon, and Rabbi Yochanan holds like Shmuel. So Alma Logaz Rina Dil Masila Fuke Money Labati the Batim Chatzos. We see that Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan are not concerned that you might take kalim that were in the house to another chatzer, and therefore, in other words, they're not concerned that you're going to take, right, you have a house in chatzer A and you have chatzer B. So both Shmuel and Rav Yochanan are not concerned that you might take kalim from house in Chatzer A to Chatzer B. And therefore they allow you to carry from Chatzer A to Chatzer B, even when they made an Erev. So Hachanami, so here also, Rav Yochanan would hold like his opinion that if on one side of the Mavoi there is a Chatzer, on the other side there is a Chorva, ruin, you'd be allowed to have a, to carry in the Mavoi with Lacher Korev, Logos Rina, Dil Masala Fuki Mani, the Chatzer, the Chorva. And we're not concerned that you might come to carry the kalim that are in the chatzer to the churva by way of the mavoi, even though the churva is another rishus that you cannot carry onto it, because the churva did not join together with the mavoi, right? Because there are no residents in the churva, so you would be allowed to carry into the mavoi. See, normally speaking, what happens? Normally speaking, if you have two chatzeros that open up into a mavoi, so the mavoi allows you to carry, right, not only from your chatzer to the mavoi, but also from your chatzer to the other chatzeros. Here, what do you have? You have a chatzer where there are residents, and you have a mavoi where there are no residents. So there are two questions. can you carry from your chatzer to the other chatzer? Number two is, can you carry from your chatzer to the mavoi? So if you made a shitufim avos, right? So if there's only a churva, so there's only you and there's no one else. So you would be allowed to carry into the mavoi, but you would not be allowed to carry into the churva. And Rav Yochanan is not concerned that if we allow you to carry into the mavoi, then you might carry from your chatzer into the churva. Now the Gemara now returns to the opinion of Shmuel, who says that a mavoi spent with a lachi or a korah, even if it's open to one house without a chatzer, and a chatzer with another house. So we're going to see this case. Yosef Rav Bruna Bekamar Lo Lahashmaita. So Rav Bruna said, and he taught the opinion of Shmuel. So Amar Le Rav Elazar Bar Be Rav. Son of a yeshiva, student of a yeshiva, Amar Shmuel, did Shmuel really say this? Amar Lei, yes, he does say this. Amar Lei, Achve Li Ushbiza. So he says to him, show me his lodging. I want to ask him myself. Achve Li, showed him his lodging. Asa Lakami Shmuel, Amar Lei, Amar Mar, how did you really say this? Amar Lei, he said, yes, I actually said this. Amar Vaha Mar, who the Amar ain lanu be'er ve'el kiloshon mishnasenu shamavi lechatzeros kechatzel batim. But wait a second, didn't you say that with regard to Hilchos Eruv we only follow the exact wording of our Mishnah? And what did the Mishnah say? That the mavoi to the chatzeros, plural, is like, right, that the mavoi, that a mavoi is to chatzeros, plural, is like a chatzer to batim, like a courtyard to houses. What does that indicate? That for a mavoi to allow you to carry in a mavoi with a lechi or a korah, it needs to be open to chatzeros, plural, at least two courtyards, and not only one courtyard and one house. So ishtik. So that's Shmuel was silence because he didn't have a response to this. So there's always the question: when you don't respond, does that mean that you agree, or you don't even bother to respond to the question because you don't agree? So keep limine, look limine. Did Shmuel accept the question and retract his opinion and agree to Rav that you need two chatzeros, you need plural chatzeros and plural batim, plural multiple houses, multiple chatzeros, or not? So Tashma, so come in here. We can try to resolve what Shmuel did. Shmuel hold of this or not? So there was an alleyway that Ivud Bar Ihi lived in. Avad Le Lichye. So again, that there only had only one courtyard and one house. So he made a lechi, Ushra Le Shmuel, and Shmuel allowed it. So what does that indicate? That seemingly it indicates that you don't need multiple chatzeros. After Shmuel died, Asar Rav Anan Shadyeh. After Shmuel died, then Rav Anan came and threw the side post, the lechi, down, because he says you can't carry in the alleyway, because what do you need? You need chatzeros. Obviously, he must have helped like Rav. So Amar Mavu the Dayarna Bay Vasina Mishmei Demar Shmuel Nesi Rav Anan Bar Rav Nishdeiman. So he says, the alleyway in which I have been living and walking based on the ruling of Shmuel. So Rav Adam Barav, come now and throw down the lechi for me. So what do we see from here? Shmamina lo kibli minei. Shmuel did not accept the question of Rabbi Elazar. He did not retract his opinion, but he held that even when it was only open, the mom was only open to one house and one chatzer, it's permitted with a lechi or a korah. The Gemara, though, rejects this as a proof. Maybe Shmuel did accept the question of Rabbi Elazar, and he retracted his opinion. And maybe we were talking about what? A chazan, not a bal tefila, but like a shamash, a synagogue, He is the executive director, the one who took care of everything dealing with the shul. He would eat the bread in his house that was located elsewhere. And Va'asir Bayis Bebekanishin, he would come and sleep in the shul, which was open to the alleyway. So what? And therefore, you have to ask yourself, is the base Knesset like an additional chatzer or not. And the fact that Shmuel held that you're allowed to carry in it, so the and so what? So right. So therefore, Shmuel, who allowed you to carry in the Mavoi, was he held that the Makom Lina is Goreim, right? So therefore you have the house and you also have the shul, and the shul is considered a house because he slept there. However, once Shmuel died, the Shamish stopped sleeping in the shul, and then it was only one person in and one house in the alleyway, and therefore at that point Rav Anan sort of took down the lechi, and the Aivus Bar'i Savar Makom Pita Garim, and 1 second. So in other words, so then and Aivus Bar'i held that the place of the bread is what causes you to the Makom Dira, to make it a Makom Dira when it comes to Eruv. And since the Shamish ate in his house, so he didn't think that the reason for Shmuel was because of the Shamish. He thought that Shmuel held, one courtyard and one house, and then you can carry in the Mavoi. But really, Shmuel etameh damar Makom Lina Gorim. But really, what did Shmuel hold? Shmuel held that when you're determining what's considered your makom dira, it's the place where you sleep. So when Shmuel was alive, the Shamish would, there was one house and one courtyard in the alleyway, opening to the alleyway, plus a shul. And in the shul, there was a person who would sleep there, but he wouldn't eat there. And Shmuel held that since he slept there, that's considered a makom dira, and therefore you have multiple chatzeros, multiple houses, and therefore he must have retracted when he heard Rabbi Lazar's question. Okay, now the Gemara is going to try to explain what's the halacha with the Mavoi, that on one side you have a Yisrael, and the other side you have a Nachri, a non-Jew. Rabbi Yehuda Marab, Mavoi Shitziru Echad, Obi Kovin Tziru Echad, Yisrael. Let's say you have a Mavoi that's open to a courtyard. That the Mavoi, then on one side you have the courtyard is owned by a non-Jew, and on the other side it's owned by a Jew. So so ein ma'arvin also derech halonos latiro derech psachim lamavoi. So, and by the way, the cases Rashi explains, and actually I think there's a picture here, that the house of the Jew was connected to the houses of other Jews via windows, but not via doors, and those other houses open directly to the Rishus Harabim. So what do we say? We say Ein Ma'arvin Oso Derech Chalonos Latiro Derech Psachim Lamavoi. So you can't establish an Eruv through the windows to make it permitted for the other houses to carry through the opening to the Mavoi. You don't make an Eruv Chatzeros because of the windows between them. In order to allow them to carry via the outer house, it doesn't work if they're connected via windows merely. So Amar Le Abaye Le Rav Yosef Amar Rav Afilu Bechatzer. So Abaye asked Rav Yosef, did Rav say this even with regard to a chatzer? Let's say you have a chatzer that on one side was occupied by a non-Jew, and the other side that was occupied by a Jew whose house was connected through windows to the houses of other Jews. So he said, Omar, yes, it would be the same halacha also by a chatzer, not necessarily by a mavoi. The idlo Omar, because if he would not say it, but only by a mavoi, my, why would you think that there should be a distinction between a mavoi and a chatzer? So Abai rejects that. He says, no, maybe the opinion of Rav is only said by a Mavoi, not by a Chatzer. That Hava Mina Taima de Rav Mishum de Kasavar Ein Mavoi Nitar Belechi Vekore Achi Hu Batim Vachatzeros Psuchim Lesocho. That maybe Rav holds that a Mavoi is only permitted with a Lechi or Kore unless you have houses and or courtyards and courtyards open into it. And here, what do you have? There's only one chatzer that's open, one courtyard that's open to the mavoi, because on the other side you have a courtyard of a nachri, of a non-Jew, and that is not considered like a place of residence for our purposes. And therefore, you cannot be ma'arev, you cannot join together the houses in order to bring their kalim to the mavoi by way of the outer house that's open to the mavoi, because the mavoi cannot be permitted with a lechi or a korek, because you don't have multiple chatzeros, multiple courtyards open to it. However, if you have two houses that were open to a chatzer, so maybe the people of the houses could be ma'arev between, can make an error between them in order to take their kalim to the chatzer via the outer house, because a chatzer is permitted even if only one house is open to the chatzer. So the Gemara, let's just read one more line. We'll go to the beginning of the next Amud. So the Gemara says, if indeed the opinion of Rav is that a mavoi is not permitted with a lechi or a kore, unless you have houses and chatzeros, plural, open into it, so then, tarti lamali, why did Rav need to teach his halacha twice? We already learned before that Rav says that a mavoi is not permitted with lechi or kore until you have house and courtyards open to it. So why do we need this halacha as well? So tzricha, you need this halacha as well with the non-Jew. The mehagi. Then if Rav would have only taught us the halacha only above, right? And we would have learned, and maybe we say we would have learned there to other places, have amina diras obi kucham shmadira. Maybe would have thought that if Rav only said that a mavi is not permitted, is only permitted with a lechi or a koreh, if you have houses and courtyards open to it, plural courtyards, then maybe he might say that for these purposes, a residence of a non-Jew is considered is significant. And if you have two courtyards open up into a mavoi, and one of them is owned by one courtyard is owned by a non-Jew, then maybe that is considered a mavoi that you have chatziras opening up into it, and you would be allowed to, be ma'arev the houses by way of the windows, and to allow them to carry to the mavoi by way of the outer house, kamash balan. So that's what Rav wants to teach us, that for these purposes, diras ovekachom lo shma dira, that the residence of a non-Jew is not considered a residence, even in this case, vimehacha. And if Rav only taught us this halacha of the mavoi of the non-Jew that's on one side and the mavoi of the Yisrael that's on the other side, we would not have learned from here that a mavoi requires houses and chatzeras, because hava mina, I might have argued that we would say this halacha that you require two chatzeros, but lo yadana batim kama, but we would not have known how many houses you need to be open for each chatzer, because he didn't specify that, kamash v'lan. So that's why Rav wants to teach us the halacha above, that batim trei, that you need, for each chatzer, you need two houses. So you have one halacha of Rav saying that you need chatzeros plural and houses plural, two houses for each chatzer, and then two chatzeros opened up to the courtyard. And we have this halacha of Rav that says, for calculating the plural chatzeros, that the chatzer of a non-Jew is not considered a chatzer. Okay, so we caught up, and God willing, we will continue the next daf, Ayin Hey, tomorrow. Okay, everyone, have a great day.